All right, so we'll continue this discussion next week. I just point out for now that so far we've heard one pro, we've heard one con. Karl Rove saying, yes, premiums are rising at a faster rate because of Obamacare, gave a list of insurance companies and or states that were increasing, and he gave the what he said were the average premium increase rates, 17.7%, 9.6%, et cetera. And that's basically all he did. He just said, hey, these are going to be the rate increase percentages. We heard from Jeffrey Young, who's saying no. Premiums are not increasing at a faster rate. And remember now, at a faster rate is the key point. They're not rising at a faster rate because of Obamacare. And he was able to demonstrate, number one, that insurance premiums increase typically anyway, have been doing so for years and years and years and years, just the way it works. But he helped us understand why insurance premiums increase. They increase because medical care costs increase. And since the insurance companies are the ones taking care of the cost of the use of the equipment that diagnoses our illnesses, the insurance companies reimburse the physicians and the nurses, not directly, but they pay the hospitals and the clinics, et cetera, the medical centers. They pay them the monies based on information that those medical centers send them. And then the insurance companies pay those hospitals. They send them money that is used to pay for the use of the building, pay for the use of the equipment, pay for the services rendered by the physicians, the technicians, etc. Well, that money that they pay, that the insurance company pays, doesn't just come out of thin air. That money that they pay out is they receive through the premiums that are paid to them. And so as the medical care costs go up, the premiums that the insurance companies charge go up. And Jeffrey Young helped us understand that. And so he helped us realize that there is a cause and effect situation in play. And that's why, typically, as Jeffrey Young pointed out, costs go up anyway. That's just the way it works. And so then it became a matter of, does indeed, do the premiums go up at a faster rate under Obamacare than before the Affordable Care Act was signed into law and implemented? And the answer is no. Because again, Jeffrey Young was able to demonstrate that while typically premiums increased by 10% before the Affordable Care Act or before Obamacare, premiums increased typically, on average, by only 8.2% once the Affordable Care Act was put into play. So not only were the rates not increasing faster under Obamacare, the rates were increasing more slowly under Obamacare. Now, admittedly, a 1.8% difference is not huge, but it is lower nevertheless. It's not even the same as, the rate was not even the same as, it was less than. And we were being told that it was greater than. All right, so let's be prepared to explore this some more. And again, you know, if you just want the facts, if you want the truth, if you want to make your decision based on what's really going on, then refuse to stake your position based on your party affiliation. Yeah, let's get away from that. Let's look at the facts. Let's be people of integrity who have the courage and the strength and the humility to just say, hey, you know what? I don't have all the facts, but I'll continue to gather facts as people share those with me. And if it turns out that I was wrong in my previous position, or in my current, if I'm wrong in my current position, I'm willing to change that position. Let's just do that. I know in the past there have been times when I was talking with people, even in undergrad. Some of my colleagues and I would occasionally enter into a debate, and they really thought what they thought was right, and I thought what I thought was right. And there were, you know, often I would prevail, but there were times when the other person would prevail because I was still looking for truth, no matter how strongly I felt about my position. And so when someone else pointed out to me, made a point that got my attention, and wow, you know what? I see it now. And that's what I would say to them. I see it now. I did not see it before, but I see it now. And the specific point you made that helped me see it was, and I could tell them back. I could feed it back to them, because usually it was right then in the moment when they made the point and a light came on in my head and I saw it. And when I saw it, I said, hey, I see it now. And I would immediately change my position, and I would just tell them point blank, I see it now and I agree with you. I no longer hold that position that I held before because you're right. Now, what frustrated me was when I did that, most of the time, the person that I was debating with accused me of patronizing them. And no matter what I said, I could not convince them that I was not patronizing them, that I was very sincere, that I no longer held the position that I once held because they had convinced me that what they had said was right. And it was just easier for me to just exercise integrity, have the courage and the strength that it took to just say, hey, you're right. And now I agree with you. I didn't before, but I do now. That was easier for me than just staying locked into my position out of pride, or locked into my position because I was afraid of what people might say if I admitted that I was wrong. I wasn't concerned about all that. I was seeking truth. I wanted to know the truth. I wanted to be aware of what the reality of the situation was. And on those occasions where it turned out that my perception of reality was wrong and the person I was debating was right, I told them they was right. And I sincerely changed my position from that moment on. So I'm not asking you all to do anything that I don't do. That's the reason I point that out. This isn't just a concept for me. Just something to discuss and something to urge people to do. It's so important to me that that's how I've lived my life. And I'm asking you to do the same. Just allow grace, integrity, courage, humility to guide you and to motivate you as to how you stake your claims. It's a good way to live. Till next time.